most recent artist that I found that I really like, man. I like, you know, a lot of the stuff he put out. You know, listening to Well Done with Action Bronson and Static Selecta, you know, I gotta say that, you know, I really, really, really like this album. In particular, we all know that, you know, for the most part, Action Bronson can freaking rap. So if you're familiar with him, you know the lyrics will be there. If you're familiar with Static Selecta, you know the production will be there. And really, what I want to really kind of focus in on for me is the way that it's Static Selecta. The production and the beats that he put on this album were great, man. And they fit Action Bronson so well. Like, it had that boom bap type feel, and then it had that soulfulness type feel to it. But it wasn't too far soulful like a Ninth Wonder. It was just like right, damn near, right in the middle. It was like perfect, man. So, yeah, man. Like, if you take Well Done and you get in the DeLorean and go all the way back to the 90s and you throw that shit in the pile of all other hip-hop albums, man, and you play it, it'll damn near fit right in. So, you know, yeah, man, I thought it was good. I thought Action Bronson and Static Selecta worked very well together.
Yeah, I think it was dope, man. When I first listened to it, dude reminded me of Ghostface a little bit. I was like the smooth, like how he goes in. I was like, oh, I already like you off the bat. But he doesn't sound so much like Ghostface that he's trying to bite Ghostface. It's just, you know, it is what
it's
it
the
is.
Sound
it's
of his
just,
voice,
yeah, it's just the yeah. sound of his voice. And on those beats, it sounds like it. You know what I'm saying? Like everything, well, I don't want to say everything Wu-Tang's done, but the shit is dope. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, the lyrics are there. Static Selecta with, you know what I'm saying, doing the production is there. I thought it was dope. If you like, you know what I'm saying, 90s hip-hop, boom-bap era hip-hop, you like that type of stuff, Wu-Tang, you like all of that, you're going to like this. You know what I'm saying? It's dope. It's dope. It's a solid album. I like it. It's just dope.
Is it bumping the whip?
It bumps in the whip. It bumps in FIFO's whip. It bumps in FIFO's whip. This shit is dope.
Shit. Like this shit,
dude. Yeah, it was okay. I mean, you know, it wasn't like just mind-boggling, blowing. I thought some of the songs, he kind of sounded like a younger Fat Joe on some of the, yeah, like Fat Joe, like the Jealous Ones Envy Fat Joe back then. But yeah, the album was cool. I think Static Selecta, I think I like him more as a DJ than a producer. He's cool as a producer. I thought some of the tracks was a little boring than others or whatever. And what else? Yeah, the production, I mean, coming from Population Control, I thought the production was gonna kind of stay at the level it is. It kind of dragged down a little bit, I thought, with the production. It wasn't bad or horrible. It got a little boring at times. While I was listening to this album, I'm like, okay, you know, dude is a good rapper. I can't deny that. Uh oh, you all right, Mike?
I'll wait that. What a man.
That's that leftover drunk slim. I'm good. Go ahead.
But you know, like Ken said, you know, there's no denying that dude can spit. You know what I'm saying? He's a
good artist. And
but like I said, for me, it was just okay. I mean, it wasn't bad. I can listen to it again, you know, whenever I be in a mood to listen to some good boom bap hip hop. Yeah, just like I think the Ken or FIFO said, yeah, if you was to go back to 96 and pop this on, it'd fit right well with the rest of the boom bap album. So, you know, go check it out. It's a good album.
I don't think Action Bronson is one of the type of dudes that could just go over any beat. You know, because that's why I don't agree with B that it was just okay. I mean, I can completely understand why he's saying it was just okay, because it's a mood album. It's not one of them albums I'll just throw on whenever.
You gotta be in the mood for something like that.
If you want to throw on something old, but you don't feel like listening to Lord Finesse, or you don't feel like listening to Big L, you know, you don't feel like listening to Mobb Deep, you throw on Action Bronson. Yeah, exactly. It's new old shit. But that's perfect. It's new old shit. But I like Action Bronson, man. He's witty, he's funny, he can rhyme. No songs really stood out that well for me, because he doesn't really change his flow. Like, his flow is pretty much the same on just about every song, except Rainmaker, like where he changed his flow a really teeny bit, but for the most part, his flow stays the same on just about every song.
Yeah, you know, Love Letter, it remind me of like a...
That was like, I like that.
Yeah, that's some...
I'm talking loud this time. What
man, he can't get like you. But yeah, Love Letter, man. I like Love Letter. It reminds me of a Ghostface type of silly ass, fucking nasty sexual ass track, man. I'm like, oh, this dude fooling on Love Letter.
I didn't take it as nasty sexual, man. I took it like that's Action Bronson's
version of a love song. Yeah. Like when he got to the end was fucking hilarious. Where he's like, you know, something about what's up, boo? I lust love you, plus I love you. But fuck you, bitch. I hate you. I'll kill you, but I still love you. I just want to kiss you one more time. Fuck you, bitch. I'm like, man, everybody can relate to that. Like, everybody's been there.
Yeah. I think if I had a standout track, it was the one with, and I don't know where he found them at, but Nina Sky, the one that was on there. I think that was a standout track for me. I really like the production. I like how Status Selector broke it down towards the end. So that was, if I had to pick one, that was it.
A lot of the
sports references, because he threw a lot of, like, he had the Gallinari reference with the shooters. I got my shooters, the Gallinaris. He threw out a lot of sports references.
You know, this guy reminds me of the classic, typical, like, New York guy. You know what I'm saying? Basketball, women, you know what I'm saying?
But he's not, though, he's a chef.
He's a chef.
So if you listen to the album, like, I didn't pick up on this when I first listened to Dr. Lecter. If you listen to it, like, he throws out a lot of, like, these really fancy food references. I didn't really take it that seriously until someone told me recently that he was a chef. He's got videos on YouTube of him, like, cooking straight up New York, like, a big-ass shirt. Uh-huh. In the fucking kitchen, cooking up, like, what was it? Like, seared tuna?
That's cool as hell. That's cool as fuck.
Yeah. I like this dude, man. Yeah. He's funny. He's a character. He can rhyme, but he's still deep at times when he needs to be. I didn't catch the sports shit, but I caught the food references. I thought that was...
Y'all saw him at the A3C, right?
Yeah, the A3C, like, yeah.
You probably want to eat none of this shit.
No, I don't eat none of it, but I watch cooking shows.
I think I agree with you. I think Action Bronson, you know, really is a good breath of fresh air to hip-hop. I think we kind of leave, you know, guys like that, man. They just come in and they just fucking rhyme. You know, and I think there's a place for him. And, you know, he's found it.
He's another one of those guys... Oh, go ahead, sorry. I was going to say... To me, you know, like with artists, you have to know them. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of artists, they don't come off genuine in their music. And I love when an artist, it's like you get to kind of know them through their music because it's what they do. And Action Bronson, you get that from him. Like you get, like he's just a guy that loves hip hop. Like you said, loves cooking, loves sports. He's a New York guy. You know what I'm saying? It's like all of this stuff, you feel that. Like you get a sense of who he is. Even though I may not know him personally or anything like that, but what he portrays, it feels genuine. And I could appreciate that, you know, about artists when it comes off like that. So I definitely like him. I definitely like him.
Check out his debut album. Check out Dr. Lecter. Check out Dr. Lecter if you haven't checked it out.
I think he's one of those dudes that's just, like, similar to Esquire. Like, he's just one of those dudes that's just a dirty, I don't give a fuck. All I give
I
a fuck about
dirty,
is no. I'm saying, but like,
not
no,
dirty
it's not
in
like
sense
I stink.
Dirty.
He's dirty, like I just do gritty, grimy hip hop. I don't give a fuck about fashion. I don't give a fuck about trends.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna get on a fucking beat and spit. Yeah. I put him in that same category as Action Bronson. He's one of those guys that's just, you know, he's needed in hip hop because he's not following trends. He just doesn't care.
If you like, you know, throwback, boom bap, hip hop. If you like rhymes, if you like, you know, dope production, then definitely go out and buy this album. Action Bronson, Status Selector, well done. You know, it's dope, and, you know, knowing you guys out there that like this stuff, you'll enjoy it. You'll definitely enjoy it. So, go scoop it up.
Man, go buy that shit. I bought that shit off of iTunes, so. This shit's dope.
Action Bronson, dope album. If you want some old 90s hip-hop, like FIFO said, some new old shit, pick it up, man. Support Action Bronson, man. He's doing his thing. He's bringing something a little bit new to hip hop. You know, he's a more modern day Ghostface, man. I like that.
Bringing that old new.
Cosign.
Cosign.